Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Sarah Paris, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is The Shocking Day I Flashed a Crowd of Churchgoers. And this isn't even my most embarrassing moment. How did I find myself soaking wet and naked from the waist down in front of a church crowd? Did I traumatize scores of little kids and grandmas? It's a long story. And yes, most likely. Here's my tale of woe. Thunder roared through a heavy sky. I sped down winding country lanes, panicked we wouldn't arrive on time. My friend Grace and I were running late to church, and she barked our countdown time from the passenger seat. 5 minutes, dude! We're still a few miles away! She screamed. Yeah, God still hasn't given me the stop time talent. I'm going as fast as I can. It was the July after college graduation. My college roommates and I had decided to share one last carefree summer together. We'd played all summer, each of us working part-time and in vain, clinging to the last vestiges of young adulthood. They were all 3 weeks away from heading out for various graduate schools. I was leaving to spend a year in Amsterdam. Our worry-free summer was spent embarking on adventures, playing at the beach, and sleeping in until noon. We talked about church, but so far had bailed every week. Grace and I were the only ones going. We were both lazy on Sunday morning, but we'd committed. The church was 13 miles away from our summer house, and the last service began at 11 a.m. We didn't walk out the door until 10:45 a.m. The sky wept as I pulled into the crowded parking lot at 10:59. We laughed about our mature, adult-like behavior and found a parking spot in another state. I realized the distance from parking space to church was easily 1,000 miles. The rain was blinding, and we didn't have an umbrella between us. Let's just blow it off this week, I suggested. But I knew we couldn't. We'd dressed up for God, after all. We gathered our things, made makeshift head coverings out of our jackets, and sprinted from the car. In one hand, I clutched both my jacket and my ginormous keychain. My Bible and purse were death-gripped in the other hand. Grace only carried her jacket. At least 17 feet of rain had fallen in the time it took me to park. Grace and I mustered our courage and ran at the same time. We were about 10 feet away from the swarm of faithful and responsible, umbrella-owning congregants who were reaching the church's front door. We swam to join the crowd. My soaked clothes weighed an extra 100 pounds and stuck to my body, but I beamed with my love for God as I faced a possible drowning death for Him. Our tears of laughter mixed with the rain, and I could barely see. Suddenly, I noticed that my wraparound skirt felt a bit loose. And then Grace shrieked with a new menacing laughter. She was pointing at me and covering her mouth. A cool breeze roared up my backside before I realized what had happened. My hipster wraparound pencil skirt was down around my ankles. My bright pink bikini briefs were on display for all of God's people. And we were still 30 people back from entering the church foyer. Ah! I exclaimed. Oh my God, Grace, help me! Grace replied as only close friends can. No way, she said, between bursts of giggles. She turned to the family behind me. Avert your eyes, no one should have to see this! I had nowhere to put my belongings and struggled to pull up my skirt. Please help, Grace, I pleaded. I need to savor this moment. I wondered if she was possessed. By now, most of the people surrounding us noticed my striptease. A nervous dad laughed. A grandmother told me I should feel ashamed of myself. And a mother with her two young sons put her hands over their eyes. Finally, Grace took my stuff and allowed me to pull up my sopping dirty skirt. We're sitting through the service, friend. She smiled. I narrowed my eyes and shot lasers at her. We walked into the back of the crowded service, and those in the rows ahead of us turned and stared. I heard two women behind us whisper to each other, "What is wrong with that girl?" I prayed for a dark cave to crawl into, but God doesn't always answer prayers in the ways we desire. The judgment of strangers sent waves of heat through my otherwise shivering body. "You can stay," I told Grace, "but I'm going." We snuck out and trudged back to the car. "I can't wait to tell everyone," my compassionate friend said. When my mortification wore off, I only regretted that I hadn't shouted, "You're welcome," on my way out of the service. A few years later, Grace introduced me to her fiancé, Hunter. "Oh, Sarah, the skirtless wonder. I've heard all about you." He laughed and clapped my back. "Neat," I responded. To this day, I still have a hard time making eye contact with Hunter. Again, my church striptease barely cracks my top five embarrassing moments. So, whenever you endure public humiliation, I hope you'll recall my pink bikini briefs. And I hope you'll realize that you're not alone. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.